This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. The state will soon enter its 10th month without a budget, but spending continues and bills keep piling up. This week for Past Due, I sat down with Rachel Otwell for an update.
The state's comptroller gave an update on the backlog of unpaid bills last week. So how much does the state owe?
Well, the unpaid bills have been piling up because the state, of course, doesn't have a budget, but we're still spending money because of court orders and lots of other things, and the state's actually spending more than is expected to come in for revenue this year. So we're up to about $8 billion in unpaid bills that are waiting at the comptroller's office. And she let lawmakers know that by June, we could see Illinois having up to a $10 billion backlog. And part of that would be a lot of these social service providers have contracts with the state. They're still providing services, even though there's no budget plan that says that they're going to get paid. She told lawmakers if the state does end up paying for those services that, you know, it contracted for, we could see a $10 billion backlog by the summer.
And so spending bills have passed out of both legislative chambers recently. Tell us about those.
Democrats in both the House and the Senate have moved forward spending bills. The House approved a spending bill that would give some money to higher ed and fund some social services. And then the Senate approved its own, a separate bill that would give money to higher ed as well. And then the Senate bill added some additional programs into their bill that weren't, you know, in the House bill. So both chambers have approved those with only support from Democrats. But the governor has said that he doesn't support either. So they're probably not going anywhere.
And so why do Republicans oppose the bills? Is it because the governor is giving them that directive, or do we know?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a piece of it, of course. We haven't really seen Republicans break ranks with what the governor wants to happen in the legislature. But it's also, it's not surprising because the Republicans are saying, we don't have the money to pay for this. There's no revenue included in this legislation. So there's, you know, there's some talk about ways to pay for it, like letting the governor sweep some funds or not pay back fund sweeps or move some money around. But there's no comprehensive plan that would cover the cost of either of these bills. And the Democrats' argument is that higher education and some of these social service providers, you know, were left out since there was no budget, and that they need to at least approve the spending so they can, basically how people said it, get in line behind all those unpaid bills so that they know they'll get paid eventually, even if it takes a long time.
So even though there's no budget for this year, the process for putting together a budget for the next fiscal year has begun. Some university presidents testified to budget committees last week. What did they have to say?
The university presidents have been, you know, it seems like trying to be kind of positive and not get too dire about things. But as time has been going on and we're seeing layoffs at some universities and there's some concern as to whether higher ed's going to get funded at all for the current fiscal year, they're getting a little more worrisome in their testimony. They're bringing up some of their concerns. And because the governor has proposed a 20% cut for universities for next fiscal year, they're really starting to talk about what that impact would be, and what it would be is a lot of layoffs and potentially cutting programs and that sort of thing. Now, the presidents are saying, for the most part, except for Chicago State, which is really struggling, they're saying, hey, our universities are going to be here. We're not going under, but they may look very different than they look today if we, you know, don't get funding this year and see these cuts. There may be a lot of programs that go away.
So we know that during election cycles, sometimes there's less legislative action, although the budget still generally gets passed.
Yes.
Now that the primary is over, are lawmakers and the governor any closer to reaching an agreement on the budget?
It doesn't appear that they are. I think there was some hope a few months ago that, well, you know, once they get through this primary, that politics might be able to fade into the background a little bit and there might be some real work on a budget. But as of right now, that doesn't seem to be happening. I've talked with folks last week who work with social service providers that are concerned that it could be until after the November general election before there's a comprehensive plan. There's a thought that maybe lawmakers and the governor could agree on some kind of patch that would get some money flowing, but that there wouldn't be what we would consider traditionally a full budget plan until perhaps November, which is a little bit of a chilling thought for some folks.
This has been Past Due, breaking down the budget and helping you understand the challenges facing our state. For more on the topic, see the Past Due blog at wuis.org.